Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, V.J. Smith, the national president and the local founder of Minneapolis Mad Dads. Hello to all the Mad Dads all over the country. Pittsburgh, how you doing? Iowa, what's up? How's it going? I want to say big ups to Buffalo, New York. Hey, my man Dwayne Ferguson, President Ferguson, I will see you in Florida tomorrow. Looking forward to all the Mad Dads and connecting with all you all across the country. Today, my co-host is with me today, and his name is Danny. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, VJ. Blessed to be alive and blessed to be in the building today.
Well, I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Blessed to be alive, blessed to be in the building. That number to call in, our guests, we want you to call in at 347-215-9262. 347-215-9262. Mark it on your calendar. Stop the violence. Bring the unity. Resource fair and Mother's Prayer Walk. We're going to have the mothers walking and from death to life as they reclaim the North Side neighborhoods and streets for peace. And that starts at Cub Food parking lot at 9:30 to 11. So the event will be 11 to 3 o'clock. We're going to have food, fun. The steppers are coming out. Everybody's coming out. We're going to have a big fun and a great time in the name of stopping the violence. Every year we've done this. This is our fourth annual. We're excited. You know, what I found out that Mad Dads is just been doing some great things, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. So many people are being affected by violence in our community, and the only way that we can do something is make some noise about it. So that's what we're doing. Come and check out the resources at a Cub Food parking lot, 701 West Broadway, Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you need more information or you want to get a booth or get involved, 612-279-5826. Now, we're talking about what are we going to do this summer. And there's a lot of things to do this summer. And Danny had a few things that he'd like to talk about. Danny, what are some of the things that our youth can do this summer?
Well, there's a website, www.mplsmusicandmovies.com, and they got a list of activities we can do during the summer in some of the parks. They have listings for movies that are shown outside. They have some pretty good movies on there. I don't remember the exact names, but they had a long list of movies. If y'all go on their website, again, it's www.mplsmusicandmovies.com and check that out.
Now you can get free movies?
Free movies, man, free movies. You know, you can bring your own popcorn, you know. BYOP, bring your own popcorn.
Bring your own popcorn. That's BYOP?
BYOP. You don't need none of that alcohol stuff. Just bring some popcorn and some dollar pops from the store or something. Get you one of those 2 liters.
So clearly today we're talking about things to do this summer. We're talking about things to do. Also, we want to invite you to check out the Mad Dads Anthem. Just put Mad Dads Anthem on YouTube. And Short Body and the rest of the gang and all the Mad Dads are there. And we're excited about that video. How do you feel, man? You're part of a national video.
I love it, man. Short Body, shout out to Short Body and his whole fam and his whole staff of the Us Before Me fam. Y'all doing a great job out there. I feel honored to be in that video. Even though you can barely see me in there, just see my head jumping up a little bit. But it was a blessing. It was truly an honor to be able to be on that video. I feel like it was a monumental video, and it speaks for a movement that is beyond measure powerful.
Well, one of the things that I know is happening is that the Hennepin County Library is collaborating with many community organizations and businesses to present hundreds of free enriched arts and cultural programs for kids, teens, and adults, and it all starts in June. So what you need to do is contact the Hennepin County Library, and we want to thank Erica for producing this show. She's always coming up with some great stuff. And it looks like we have a caller on the line. Let's go right to our caller. And that number is 3392. Thank you for calling in for Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm going all right. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing great. We're talking about what's going on. Are you calling from the street, sir?
I'm calling from the bus. Yes, I am.
Oh, we're talking to a Mad Dad. Danny, we got a Mad Dad live on the air. Can you tell us what's going on out in the community today, sir?
Oh, right now it's cloudy out, but there's a lot of people out here. We got to get trying to communicate with people, get them connected with us, man, and get them some help. That's all. Doing what we know.
Okay,
are y'all?
You know, you got a basketball game coming up against Mama Treese and our team. And can you give some thoughts about what you think is going to happen on that game?
They're going to get destroyed this time.
They're going to get destroyed this time?
Yeah. Yeah, we coming out with a vengeance this time.
Okay. Well, you know, North Commons is happening in North Commons. We'll be there. And that's June the 8th. And Mama Treese told me to make sure you hold on the line because she has a couple things she'd like to say to you and the team, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay.
Okay, you prepared to do that. But we're gonna put you on hold here, and we're going to go right to Mama Treese and find out her thoughts about the challenge that's been set forth against the Mad Dads. And I guess it's called the Mama Treese team. Is that correct, ma'am?
No, it's not. It's called the Champions. We are the champions.
Oh, okay. It's called the Champions. And so can you explain to me what your strategy is? I've got Marco on the other line, and he's on hold, and he's trying to figure out. He says, I don't know if you heard what he said.
Oh, I heard what he said, but you know what? It's no strategy, but it's just to do it, and it's just to be the champions that we are, to win it. We won the last game, and we coming in to win it. That's the only way we're going to do it. So tell Marco they got a strategy. They've been watching what they eat. They're going to work out. They're going to let the young boys do it first, and then they're going to come on in with their little tactic. But you know what? See, I observe everything, and I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, well, let me go back to Marco. I'm going to put you on hold, ma'am, because, you know, we're going to go back to youth programs, but I just want to go back to Marco. Marco, I hope you heard everything that Ms. Champion said to you.
Yeah, I heard everything Mama said. I heard everything.
Okay, and so, and is there any rebuttal that you have to that, sir?
I tell Mama all the time, I'm from the show me state, so I ain't going to do a lot of talking. We just going to show up and show out.
So you're just going to show up and show out, and you believe that you believe that you're going to come out as a winner, and that Mad Dads will succeed, and not, you know, last time, let me just be honest, we ran out of gas.
Yeah, we ran out of gas. We wasn't prepared. We had already been playing before our team got there, so when we got to play our team, we was already tired. But that's okay, though. We got some for this time.
Okay. And I got four letters. And this is the reason why Miss Champion won that game. Her team won that last game. Four letters. WNBA. That's it. That's all.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that, Marco?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, the WNBA player. We wasn't ready for that one.
Okay, so Marco, go ahead and do what you do out on the block. Do it out on the street. And continue to do your work, brother. And make sure you get up. Tell Lonzo he needs to call in and get on this call because Mama Treese really want to talk to him about the thing. Okay?
Okay.
Can you get him on this call?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Get him on this call.
All right.
We're gonna go back to them, and I just want to tell you some other things we're doing. McFarland Center for Music, early childhood music specialists will lead hands on music activities for young children at 7 different libraries. And then they're going to have kids will do mini magnet and other science experiments with the Bacon Museum Educator at 11 libraries. So the libraries are doing great things. Teens can participate in the sports or improvisational comedy at the Comedy Sports Improv Program. So if you're a young comedian, you can make a hip-hop CD with local musicians and produce and design and create trinkets and unique art at 7 libraries with guidance from Leonardo's Basement and help solve a whodunit at Steampunk Mystery Mayhem programs created by the Minnesota Historical Society. Minnesota Historical Society's got a lot of stuff going. So these are programs that you can do. The library is doing some great things, but also we're going to be doing some stuff with the young people. And so I'm looking to see if I can get Alonzo on the line. Alonzo, are you on the line?
Alonzo,
where is he at? Is he calling in already?
Yeah, he should be calling in now.
Okay, is he at 7329?
What is your phone number, Joe?
Okay. So I'm going to put that on hold. I'm going to see if this is Alonzo on the line. Hey, Alonzo, is that you on the line? Is that you, Alonzo? 7329, that must not be Alonzo on the line. So let me go up here, and I'm just going to go back to Mama Treese, because Mama Treese is she's known to have a few words for and by the champions to let us know that Mad Dads is, we're really trying to, and let me just say this, as men, you know, we do bow down to the queens, and we allow them to get favor in our arena. And so, you know, so the last game was a good game, and Mama Treese and her team did well, and they won by all accounts, you know. And she got a female, like you said, Danny from the WNBA, and we didn't know that. She didn't tell us that, and she, matter of fact, the female wasn't even there to play. And for some reason, she had so much influence and so much ability to guide this woman out to play against us that we lost. And we lost, and we held our heads up high, even though we were hurt, wounded, and battered, and beat up. But Mama Treese, thank you for your strategy. And we have to admit that you pulled one over on us. And you really did destroy us, and we're looking for a comeback. And I hope that you will have some kind of mercy on the Mad Dads based upon all the work they do in the community, all the great things they do, that you will not try to destroy Alonzo and his team.
You know what? You sound like begging for them. But like Marco said, I think the guys are going to call in and have some words with you, Mr. VJ, because you're making them seem like they plead. But like Marco said, they're going to come to show up. Well, you know, God favors the champions. You can ask Northside that. So we are well favored, and we're going to come and do what we always do. We are winners. You know, sometimes it takes people to run races to become winners, but we are the champions, and we come in, we're going to do it.
Well, you know, I just want to, let me clarify a couple of things for you, Mrs. Champion. It wasn't that I was really begging for the team. All I was asking is that, you know, when you use your secret weapons, can you be a little more honest and clear that you're going to have secret weapons on us? But you know what? I see that you're not going to do that, and I'm not begging. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to challenge you to be fair with us, Mrs. Champion, and allow us to have a fair game. But we're going to get some Vikings. We're going to get some Timberwolves. I'm just going to let you know we're going to have secret weapons too. And there will be no begging, ma'am. There will be no begging in 2013. And the only thing I will do is apologize for losing again if I lose again. But you know what? Here's the bet. If you do not win, then the Mad Dads are expecting you to fix us a four-course meal.
Yes. I was planning on doing that before because, you know, they like to eat, and that's one of the strategies. See, you feed them real good, they slow down. See, I'm coming with some food, and you know how your team works. You feed them very well. Oh, you know how they tell you come to the candy house, you just put a little candy outside, and they just come on up. Well, I'm going to put some neck bones out there with some gravy, and I'm going to watch L.A., and I'm going to put some turkey patties out there for Danny. And I know how to feed them. You know, I know what they like. But you know what?
What you going to put out there for Lonzo? What you going to put out there for Lonzo?
He like a chicken, sweet and sour, barbecue, roasted. little fat Cornish hen stuff hen. He don't just bird out there. Ooh.
Wow. So, Mama Treese, hold on. We're going to get back with you. We're going to get back with Mama Treese. I'm going to see if I can get Lonzo on the line. Lonzo, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
3-3. Lonzo, did you hear all that?
Yes, I heard all of that. I still have to worry about such things after the game. I'm coming to play. I'm coming off the bench. You know, we have players that are going to come in. and go run with the young boys a little bit. So we're going to come in and do our things.
I mean, I'm glad that she got other people with. But the only reason we lost, because she, like, we had to be first. She got us work. We ain't no fool of this fast. It ain't that easy, is it? You know, we was bad. We ran up and down the court, got stoned, got tired by the fourth quarter. They threw us out.
We hung in there all the way up to the third quarter. This is the fourth quarter.
So, Lonzo, I got a question for you though. You got a little upset last time. How do you prevent that from happening this time? I can't really hear you this good. I'm gonna have to take him off. I can't hear him that well. I know he was trying to tell us what he was gonna do, but I couldn't hear him that well. And I need a better reception for him. That was Alonzo. Alonzo was one of the defeated players with the game against the champions and Mama Teresa's team. But you know, we're ready to make a comeback. I want to talk a little bit more about what's going to happen with the kids. At these libraries, Hennepin County Libraries, there seems to be so much activity going on that photographers of writers, screenplays, and playwrights by Michael Childers and one of the entertainment industry's most renowned portrait photographers will be on display at an Arthur photo exhibit June 26th. June 26th, my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And August 18th in Cargill Hall at Hennepin County Library at 300 Nicollet Mall. You want to check that out. It's free. Absolutely free. And also, that's just a sampling of summer events at Hennepin County Libraries. And for the complete schedule, go online to www.hclib.org and click on Events and Classes at the top of the page, and you can search for programs by libraries, by event type, by age level, and by keyword. Or stop by your library and pick up a copy of the Hennepin County Library Printed Program Guide beginning on the week of May the 20th. Or go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Mad Dads, and there's free lunches available too. So, Minneapolis will show more than 60 free movies this summer in parks. So go to www.minneapolismusicandmovies.com for dates, movies, and parks. Some great stuff going on, great ideas. Our producer has did a great job, Erica, producing this show, and hopefully... when we go back, I want to go back to Lonzo and see if we can get him on the line and get a better sound from him. Lonzo, are you on the line?
You got the wrong number, Dad. You got my number. It's Marco here. Lonzo's 5737.
5737, I got you. I'm going to go try to go back to Lonzo. Hey, Lonzo, before I bring Ms. Champion back on, can I get a better response from you? I couldn't hear you.
Well, the response was, like you asked me, what am I going to do to keep the anger down? Like I said, I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to play the game. You know, I'm not going to worry about the fouling or what the kids are doing or what they're saying or what's going on. I'm just going to play the game. I'm a good ball player. I mean, we did pretty good against those young kids. I'm 40 years old, and I ran up and down a full court with those guys. I just got a little worked up and frustrated. So I don't have to worry about that. Plus, I ain't eat no more hot dogs and chicken that she be trying to give us, coming in talking about baby wants something to eat. No, I don't want nothing to eat till after the game this time. I got her now, so I ain't worried about all that.
So any words that you want to give to Mama Treese then?
I mean, I'm thankful that y'all giving us another chance to show y'all that we could, you know, we could play and then we could do good. And I'm loving the fact that we can get together and come out and hang out with the guys, man. That's really the most important thing for me. I want to get out and fellowship with my brothers, my young brothers, and just hang out and kick it with them and have a good time playing ball, you know. But just know one thing, y'all will not win this game.
Okay. And you're making that a statement. You're making that a statement to Miss Champ.
That's a statement. They won't win this game. I'm coming
okay,
off.
Okay, sir, we're gonna you just hold on. I want to get a rebuttal from Ms. Champion and see what she has
okay.
to say to you.
Okay.
We're gonna go back to Ms. Champion. Ms. Champion, you've heard from Alonzo, and you know I think that what he's trying to say to you, you caught him off guard, and he's trying to prepare himself to play this game on June 8th. We'll be at North Commons along with some of the youth that we work with and some of those players that you bring to the game to do what we do. So anything you'd like to say to Alonzo?
Well, Alonzo, the last game, it went pretty well. You played your best, 40-year-old man, getting out there, running down the court. But I feel this time, I got to go and get my players some football equipment to play this basketball game. Because, see, I don't know when you're going to snap and want to knock one of them down and roll on them. So I think I'm going to have to get them some helmets to protect them. And it's okay, but we're going to get out there and we're going to do well. And we're going to enjoy. We're going to eat good. We're going to have a good time out there. But just remember, Lonzo, I'm a champion.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Now, you heard that, Lonzo. And I don't want to leave without giving Lonzo a chance to say something back to Ms. Champion. Now, Alonzo, do you have anything rebuttal to say on that?
Yeah, just, I understand you got to be sneaky. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to you the whole time. You want to wait. Like last time, you waited to let us know you got NBA stars playing on your team. You got to understand, we hung in there with two NBA players, a WNBA player and her son, somebody she coaches. I mean, they killed us from the outside. We had y'all under the basket, but they killed us from the outside. So understand, we was just guys that hung out in the streets. We didn't work out on a regular basis. We don't have this training that we do. And we still hung out and stuck with those guys for three quarters. Actually, the game was tied by the halftime, and then y'all started pulling away. You know what I'm saying? But understand this. We work out now. We exercise now. Matter of fact, we started our workout regimen tonight. So understand something. We're going to be faster. We're going to be stronger, we're going to be smarter, and we're going to give God all the praise in this. So they ain't going to worry about the anger. So they ain't got to worry about the football equipment and all of that. All right, remember, Mad Dads love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love that. I love that in you. I love that in you, man. Thank you so very much for being on. I appreciate that. Lonzo, that's great. Now, one of the things I want to say is that, this is all in good fun. Anybody listening, you're welcome to call 347-215-9262 and say anything you'd like to say. I just want you to know that we are in this just to have a great time, actually, and there's nothing with a little competition. Matter of fact, I want to say to all of you out there, Stop the Violence, Bring the Unity, and the Mother's Prayer Walk coming up June the 1st, the Cub Foods parking lot. I want you to be there. I want to say big ups and a big thank you to all the mothers that went out to Faith's Lodge. And I had a wonderful time with Mother Therese and a lot of the other mothers out there, and continue to do that. We're looking to do another event out there for the mothers that are going through challenges. There's a lot of things going on for the young people. And before I close out, I'll go back to Mother Therese and let her say her rebuttal, because I know she's got something to say. Anyone under age 18 can eat free breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snacks at any one of the 26 parks around the Minneapolis this summer. At each participating park serves one meal and one snack. Last year, the program served 346,000 meals to kids. A similar program across the river serves meals in St. Paul parks and libraries. The program is meant to assure that approximately 34,000 kids, or 65% of the district's enrollment, who ate free or reduced lunch last school year, continue to get the nutrition they need during the summer. And I think that's important, because there are a lot of families that, even though they're out of school, they're still not eating well. And they're so used to getting a lunch and a breakfast at school that now they're not getting anything because mom and them can't afford it, or they're not doing the right thing with their money, or those kind of things that are happening, Danny. And so I think that's important. So check with your programs in the parks, find out what's going on, and get involved. For youth leadership opportunities, visit www.ycb.org. You know, Danny, what's your position with this basketball game? And, you know, Mama Treese is, she's pretty much a, you know, I don't want to use the word instigator because I think that applies that she's trying to start a battle. What word could we use to, you know, kind of explain what she's doing and the hype she's bringing to this game?
See, Mama Treese got them connections. You see what I'm saying? She got them connections. What was her name? Tamar? I mean, she's a radio host. Shout out to Tamar, the WNBA player. But she comes out the woodworks with just some variable we couldn't even imagine. She just threw it in there. So it's, we got something for her because, you know, hard work and dedication can overcome any of them little surprises that Mama Trees got coming to her. So we want them. We ready. We going to be the NBA players over here. You can bring Michelle Jordan if you want again. You can bring Michelle Jordan, but we gonna have some dunkers on the team.
Okay, so that's what you have to say to Mama Trees.
Yeah, I love you, but y'all the champions. Y'all the champions, but we the winners.
Oh, okay, so it's like that. Okay, so we're going to go back to Mama Treese and kind of talk to her. We got 3 minutes left on the show. We want to, you know, I know she's got some things to say. Now, I don't know, Danny, if you're prepared to hear what she's got to say as a rebuttal, but Danny, you heard what Danny had to say. You heard what Alonzo had to say. What is your response, ma'am?
You know, Danny is the mascot, so that's good, you know, and he has to hype it up for the team. That's real good. Now, the team, I have to sit up and say, the team got together and they played hard. They coach ran more than they did, up and down. When the coach was on one end, they were still on the other end. They go out every day, and they're out there exercising every day. You'll see them downtown, you'll see them on the buses, and all of a sudden they get slow on the court. I don't get that. But you know what? Now they call themselves Eden Wright. Yesterday, Radio World, I was over there for a meeting. This is the first meeting that I went to, and they didn't have sugar donuts. But that's okay. That's okay. But they sure had plenty of chicken out there and hot dogs. You best believe that. They made up in another way. But they eat well and big burgers. They like them big, thick burgers. So they'll do their best, and it's okay that they want to win. It's okay. Mad dads for life. It's okay. I love them, too, and I'll see them later on. And I'm ready.
But well, we're ready for you, too.
Champions. We, huh?
Now, you got a song now?
But you know what? I got something. When we win, I want all of y'all, the mad dads, I want you to lead that song. When we win, they are the champions. But guess what? BJ, I challenge you. I challenge you to a 1-on-1.
Now, you challenge me a 1-on-1?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am. I do a lot of things. I'm involved in a lot of things, ma'am. I never said that basketball was my thing, ma'am.
It's not mine either. But I'll challenge BJ Smith on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
To a 1-on-1.
What are you challenging?
We gonna get out there and play some basketball. You and I.
A one-on-one, ma'am. Wow, that is a real serious test. Okay, it sounds like to me you're really trying to create some real problems for me because, you know, basketball's not my thing. Now, I'm more like the...
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. It's not mine either. I'm very busy. I do a lot of work, too, in the community. And, look, you and I both. But
okay.
Mama Treese challenge BJ Smith. To 1-on-1. Let's do it. Are you bagging out?
Let's do it.
Are you bagging out?
Ma'am, I think I'm clicking you off. Now, that's what I'm doing. I'm kidding. That was Mama Treese. Can you believe she challenged me to a 1-on-1? And I can't believe she did. Can you believe that, Danny?
No, she got some guts, but she gonna have somebody with a Catrice mask on. She gonna have a WNBA player with a Catrice mask on.
And I'm gonna be out there having a heart attack, and she gonna be out there laughing at me because she knows that I don't know what she wants to do. One on one, what is that like? Are we going against each other?
I guess
for a full court. Oh, I got to get some more details on that. So I'm going to have to get with her next time on the next show. Thanks, everybody, for calling Blog Talk Radio. As you can see, I have been challenged. I have been challenged by Mama Tree. I can't believe that she's challenged me for a one-on-one. Why did she do that? I can't believe she did that. Mad Dads, remember, our support group is tonight, 3023 4th Avenue South. Come on, free meal, free daycare, and also we might have some other goodies for you. Just come on through and check it out. 3023 4th Avenue South. Change your life, change your mind, change your people, change what happens in your life, and watch what we'll do for you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I got to go exercise. I got to do some jumping jacks. I got to do something. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Peace.